Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tzav Shushan Purim Tavshin Peibes. The end of the Haftarah, we add on some very important psukim from a little bit ahead in Yirmiyah. This is done twice a year. It's done on Tisha B'Av, and then on a year when Parshas Tzav's Haftarah is read, which is rare. Parshas Tzav is usually Shabbos HaGadol, or even when it's an Ibriyar, it's very often that it will already be Parshas Para. But when it comes out, we add these psukim at the end of the Haftarah. Koy Amar Hashem, Al Yishal El Chacham Mechachmasai, O you wise one, do not boast with your wisdom. Va'al Yishal Hagibar B'Gvurasai, and you mighty one, don't boast about your strength. Al Yishal El Asher B'Ashrai, you rich men, do not boast about all your money and all your possessions. Ki im bezois yishal hamishalal. If you have something to boast about, it's the following. Haskel v'yadaya yisi. Getting to know me. Developing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ani yud kevavke yoysa chesed mishpat utztaka ba'aris. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu who does chesed mishpat utztaka in this world. This is what I'm searching for. Dubin HaMagid explains the psukim in one of his mahalachim in the following way. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, very famous Gemara, Harei shegozal sa'achitim. Somebody steals a measure of wheat, grinds it, and he makes flour, and he mixes it with water, he turns it into bread, and he wants to make a bracha. He's not blessing. All he's doing is cursing. Very famous Gemara. Another Chazal in Medrash and Eicha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to Nebuchadnezzar, who's in charge of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him Avda Bisha, you bad slave. Zil Achriv Beisa Demarach. Go destroy your master's home. We have to understand, says the Dubiner, why is he being called a bad slave if he has not yet destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? And also, if this is what Hashem wants, why is he being called a bad slave? So we're going to explain the word bad slave is not like how you normally think. Avda Bisha does not mean a bad slave. Let's explain what it means. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he does a shlichus, whether he's doing a shlichus for something good, or Hashem's appointing a shlichus to do something bad, so Hashem will use the relevant shlichim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing some type of schus, Hashem will have it be done through a tzaddik. And then he's called an Eved Hashem. He's doing the shlichus of Hashem. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs an evil shlichus done, a bad shlichus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, El Kol L'Tayv, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we call Ra, what's known as Ra, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have it done, be done through a Rasha. And the reason why it's being called a Avda Bisha is not because he is a bad slave, that's not what we're saying over here, it's he's a slave who's involved in doing something bad. So Avda Tava means he's doing something good, and Avda Misha means he's doing something bad. Yes, it's my shlichus. But I need now something bad done. So he's being called and named, the shliach is being named after his shlichus. He is an Eved who is going to be doing something toiv or doing something ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, b'chesed, through his tzaddikim. And when he wants to punish Rishayim, he uses other Rishayim to punish them. Like everybody knows, the Gemara says in Marcus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have someone killed, he's Chayiv Misal, he'll do it through someone bad. Begalglan Choyva, Adei Chayiv. If Hashem needs to take away someone's bracha, it's time up. You don't deserve the money anymore, this fellow. Hashem wants someone to lose his money. Hashem will send someone who's a ganev or a gazlin to steal away his money. So Hashem is sending an Avda Bisha, meaning, not necessarily that he is bad. We're not calling it bad. I'm sending him something. Maybe he's going to be bad. It's not why he's being called Avda Bisha. He's about to go take away this person's money. Now, the person that receives this money, this Eved, it's not for him. He was just a shliach. Hashem didn't have him take it away in order he should have it. Hashem took it away because he wanted it away from the first guy. But doesn't necessarily mean he becomes this shliach's money. And based on this, we can explain beautifully a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. B'samach, at the end of the Yom Tovim. B'samach te'b'chol ha'toiv, asher nosan l'cho Hashem le'kachol v'yisachol. B'samach te'b'chol ha'toiv, asher nosan l'cho Hashem le'kachol v'yisachol. What's asher nosan l'cho? Asher nosan, what's l'cho? The answer is, that you might think the reason why you're getting all this money is not for you, it's for somebody else. Like it says in Tehillim, Capital Nun Beis, Matis Halel B'ra'a Hagibor, you mighty one, why are you so boastful in the evil way? Chesed kel kol hayoim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is filled with kindness. Davar means to say, you're a giber and you're stealing money from others. Like the famous Gayesha robber, Reitzeach Robin Hood. You're stealing away money from others. Why are you so thankful and so proud and thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu as if Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you? You're making a mistake. If Hashem wanted to give you money, He wouldn't give it to you by stealing from someone. He wouldn't give it to you by taking it away from somebody else. Hashem has no problem giving you straight money. Bechaste agodol. Chesed kel kol hayoyim. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had you taken this fashion is only because He needed to take it away. It was an eved ra, it was a shlichus ra to take away from somebody else. So what are you boasting about as if you got the money? It's not for you. You missed the point. Matis halil b'ra'a agibor. Giber, why are you so boastful and so proud and so excited about the ra'a you were involved in? If Hashem wanted you to have something, chesed kel kol hayoyim. Hashem has no problem giving it to you. Let's give a mashal. We're learning Dovin HaMagid, right? Somebody, there was a fellow who stole from the city. He owed a whole bunch of money to the city. He damaged city property. Very, very. He properly damaged their property, or improperly. And they called him, and he wasn't coming right away. So they send people down to his house to take away something precious from him, like take a mashkin from him, until he shows up in the court. So this messenger from the Beis Din went and took away this really, really fancy piece of material, garment, jewelry, something really, really beautiful. And this guy brought it, the shliach brought it to his house. Shliach Beis Din brought it home. Because he was told, take it to your house until we tell you to give it back to this guy. No. This shliach Beis Din's wife saw this really fancy thing in her house. She says, wow, finally, the heads of the Beis Din realized my husband's work and they gave him this gift. They gave him this piece of jewelry, this baguette. And she went down to the Beis Din to thank them for properly having gifted her husband with this fancy item. She wanted to bless them, to bench them, and to heap on shevach for what they had done. She began to speak. They yelled at her and quieted her and said, Al tedami b'navsheich. Do not imagine for a moment that it was given to your husband as a gift. It was only his job to take it away from this bad guy. But it wasn't meant to be a gift for him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at the choyte. And he takes it away from him through a gazlin. This gazlin's job is only to remove it from the choyte. And the gazlin might think, oh, Hashem gave me something. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Matis halel b'ra'o hagiber, what are you so excited about? Chesed kel kol hayoyim. I should have no problem giving it straight if you really deserved it. And that's the pshat. V'samachta b'chol ha'toy v'shanosan l'cho Hashem l'kach v'zecho. When should you rejoice when Hashem gave it to you? Because you deserve it. In a nice way, in a kosher way. Not by taking it away from somebody else. And now we understand that Gemara in Bava Kamma, which we began with, where the Gemara says, someone stole a sachit. And he said, listen, I don't know, Hashem allowed me to have it. I stole it, Hashem allowed me to have it. We know the Stipler says from the Bali Musar, the Stipler brings, that nobody would ever be able to steal something if it wasn't Izim Neshamayim. So, Hashem wanted me to steal it. Now Hashem wants me to have it. No, you make a bracha, Ein Zim Mevarach Elo Minayit. It's not for you. All it was to take away from that person. Hashem used you. You're the dirty shliach to take it away from that guy. Hashem needed you for some shlichus ra. But it's not meant for you, bechlal. Now, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Toiv chastecha mechaim. She has a beautiful pshat. Toiv chastecha mechaim. If somebody gives somebody a gift, so the more valuable the gift, the more expensive the gift, the more you appreciate it. Guy gave you a piece of chewing gum, which was chewed on, not such a good gift. He gives you a whole packet of chewing gum. Gives you a lifetime supply. Gives you something nicer. He gives you a real gift. He gives you a fancier gift. He gives you a new car. He gives you a fancy piece of jewelry, the better it is, the more you appreciate, the more you have simcha for what he gave you. However, what if the king gives you something? Then it doesn't matter what he gave you. The fact that the king gave it to you, that gives you simcha. You got something from a gift, from a king. You got something from a gadol. He gave you a gift. The Rashiva gives you a sefer. That's very special. You don't even look at what it is. You don't look at the item. You don't look at the chayfetz. It's not totally, the simcha is not totally in the level of the chayfetz. It's totally in the gavra who gave it to you. And you're so happy that you were matzachin v'chesed of Nea Melech. That's why David says, Hitoiv chastecha, the chesed which I get from you, mechaim, it's more precious than life itself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I see that you're caring for me, you're giving for me something good. And therefore, I know you're the Melech Gadol, and you gave me something, whoa, that's so big. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives someone a chesed, if it's in the three things Yirmiyahu speaks about in that Torah, if it's in Chochma, in Gvura, in Ashirus, it's not small, no matter how small it is, because it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Hey, gives in Amafkid, gives a story about a situation where the Loive trusted the Malve and the Malve didn't trust the Loive. The Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, the Loive is Mekayim the Pasik, Tumas Yesharim Tanchim. He looks at the Malve and says, Shi Hashem's giving the Malve money. He's obviously a good person. And the Malve looks at the Loive and says, oh, he's the end of the Pasik. Not such a good person. Meaning, you see someone's receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a beautiful way, there's no question he's found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the person has to realize it's a chesed from Hashem. Realize that what you got was given in a kosher way and HaKadosh Baruch Hu favors you and gave it to you. Chesed kel kol hayoyim. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives something to a Rasha, even if he gets it through his Gvura, through his Ashiris, through his Chachma, Hashem's just using him to take it away from someone else. He's a pawn in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is not gifting him. So when someone has Chochma, Gvura, and Ashirus, which is the three topics at the end of the Haftarah, you have to know, is Hashem using you? Or is Hashem gifting you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using you, Chas HaShalom, just to take it away from someone else. What's it worth? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells in Nebuchadnezzar, that's the Medrash began with, and says, you're an Eved Ra. Hashem gave him Gvura to go destroy the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sending you on some evil mission, some terrible mission, to go destroy my Beis HaMikdash. That's not something he can be proud about, has his Gvura in that situation. Nothing to be boastful about, such type of Gvura. Because the Baruch is not interested, I'm just using him. Al Yishal El Chocham B'Chachmasoi. V'al Yishal Agibo B'Gvurasoi. V'al Yishal Asher B'Ashroi. If this is what you're doing, this is what you're getting. Kiyim B'Zois. Yishal HaMishal. Haskel V'Yadaya Oisi. If you realize then that with this is something which HaKadosh Baruch is building a kasher with you, Hashem's giving you a gift, oisa chesed, HaKadosh Baruch is involved in giving you chesed at that time, ve'elach hafasi, that's something which Hashem says is a sign that I'm giving you. And then the Dubin HaMagid is Pirish, Amigilis Esther. He adds the following beautiful thing. Medrash Rabo in here in Megillas Esther, when it says at the beginning of Megillah that Melech Achashverosh was sitting al kisei malchusoi, so the Medrash asks, "Omer Rabbi Aivo, k'siv ki la Hashem amalucha u'moishel magoyim v'seimer al kisei malchusoi." How could you even say that Achashverosh has a kisei malchusoi? Malucha only belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if like the Medrash. The Medrash answers, Ella, the she'avar ha'isa melucha b'Yisrael. Melucha was once by Klal Yisrael. Kevan she'chatu nitla malchus mehem v'nitla lumas olam. When they sinned, Hashem took it away from them and gave it to the lumas olam. What does this Medrash mean? What was bothering the Medrash? And what is the Medrash answer? What's the Medrash answer? So he says, Dovin HaMagid. So the Medrash was bothered. Kadosh Baruch Hu never meant to give malchus to Achashverosh. It doesn't make any sense. Malchus belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teretz Yisrael says in Medrash, Hashem is referring, Yishev Al-Kisei Malchusai is not referring to Kisei Malchus of HaKashverish. It's not the Pshan of the Pasuk, says the Medrash. Okay, B'Shana Shaloish L'Molchai, he was sitting Al-Kisei Malchusai, doesn't mean his Malchus, it means Hashem's Malchus. And why did he get the Malchus? Not because he deserved the Malchus, like we were explaining. He's the Avda Bisha. It was just to take it away from Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael needed to be punished then, and the Malchus was taken away from Klai Yisrael. So Achashverosh was just holding temporarily onto the Malchus of Klai Yisrael. If somebody sends someone to the Shuk to go buy something, says the Dubai Magid, he'll tell him which store is Kedai to go to. But what if there's only one store, only one guy carries this item? You don't have to tell him where to go. You just say, go pick this up. He knows where he has to go. Brings, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it says in the Pasuk, it's Anigal Hashem, the Gemara says on Shabbos, in Kol Kisvei, Daf Kuf Chirches, Oinig ze in yedema. What does it mean? Bis anegal Hashem. What kind of oinig is this? Kusho oimer be karas of the Shabbos oinig. Havi oimer is the oinig Shabbos. It says the karas of the Shabbos oinig must be referring to oinig Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't even say tamal oimer. And the karas of the Shabbos oinig. Maybe there's other types of oinig besides Shabbos. What does the Gemara mean? Teretz is like we said. Kadosh Baruch Hu is. You see the karas of the Shabbos oinig. The only thing which is worth being called oinig. The only day of the week which you could call oinig is Shabbos. No other day is oinig. No such thing. Doesn't exist any other day. We know this is the oinig. This is the only day. So if it says kisei malchusai, it must be. There's only one malch. Only referring to the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem gave malchus of mez malchus to Klai Yisrael. They were chayte. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. Ki lashem amalucha. V'temer al kisei malchusai. L'sha'ovar. They had the malchus. But it was given now. It was given to the goyim. And that is why the Medrash finishes. Same Medrash we said before. The Medrash finishes and it says, "L'machor in the future, because Yisrael eisen shuvah Hakadosh Baruch Hu night lo be'avik echavim u'magzir them Yisrael will get it back." Emesai va'olam meishi mahar tziyon. Right? What did it say? V'hoisav Hashem amlucha will go back. The Malchus Shemayim will go back under Klai Yisrael, because the Malchus that Achashverosh had was a bawud Malchus, as a avda bisha. He was all proud. He made a whole party, gvura, for his malchus which he had. It's not his malchus bechlal, nein. It was just given to this abdabisha to take away from Klai Yisrael. And when Hashem wants, we'll get it back from here of Yameinu. Good Shabbos, alechtig chodesh Adar, simchas and yeshuas.